I told you before about that body being found at Alderley, and I said I'd give you an update. I'd leave it to Detective Superintendent Andrew Massingham. He briefed the media about 40 minutes ago. This is about the body located under an apartment block in Alderley. Here he is.
Shortly before 11 a.m. this morning, cleaners contracted to the Department of Communities and Housing attended the unit block behind me. They were here for the purpose of conducting some routine cleaning and also to remove some property from the lower level in behind a Besser block wall that you can probably see at the rear of the premises. Upon entering that particular area, they did observe an area in behind a Besser block wall, a void type area. Examination of that area located an item that we at this stage have identified by preliminary examination as being human remains or a human body. That was located in a void, as I say, in behind a Besser block wall. It is apparent from our initial analysis of the scene that that body has been there for some months. It was located partially buried, very tightly wrapped and covered in clothing and bedding. Upon observing this, those persons made contact with police and police attended the scene. We have done some preliminary analysis of those remains. Our scenes of crime people at this stage have identified them as being human, but I'm waiting for confirmation of that with our scientific officers who have just arrived at the scene. Our intention is to process the scene here tonight. It will take some hours. The body does remain in situ behind me, where you see officers currently processing the scene. Officers from Homicide and the Hendra CIB will lead this investigation. An investigation centre has now been set up at the Hendra Police Station. What I can say is these types of homicide investigations can be complex and lengthy. I believe it may take some time to identify who this person is, the cause of death, and of course, the causation relating to the death of this person may take some time.